Okay, we're going to call the Willis Planning Commission meeting for Wednesday, May 7th, 2014, to order. Mr. Carrier, could you lead us in the pledge?
Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please, Karen.
Commissioner Carlisle. Commissioner White.
Here.
Commissioner Benefield.
Here.
Vice Chair Woods.
Present.
Chairperson Warren.
Here. Okay, agenda review. Do we have any changes by commissioners, staff tonight on tonight's agenda?
Staff has no changes.
Commission, no changes. Okay, approval of the minutes. We don't have any, so we'll move on to six. Public comment. Persons wishing to speak on a matter not on the agenda may be heard at this time. However, no action will be taken unless placed on a future agenda. Public comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. Do we have anyone that wants to comment on something not on the agenda this evening? Seeing none, we'll move on. New business. We have a use permit design review application. Applicant owner, St. Monica's Catholic Church, assessor's parcel number 005-370-010, 1149 West Wood Street, R1 zoning district, low density residential land use designation, request to place new modular units on parcel for Walden School with site improvements. So we'll start with the staff report.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. The applications before you are, as noted, a use permit and design review. St. Monica's Catholic Church has submitted these applications to the city in order to allow their site for a school, the Walden Academy. And their proposal is to add 6 new classroom modular units and a restroom modular, which totals those 6,880 square feet. That to be located behind an existing building that is on the western side of their property. And also a design review application for the modular classrooms and the site improvements, which will include a new courtyard, grass and play area, a fire access road, and also the addition of underground utilities necessary to provide service to those buildings. There is an existing fence and gates that are surrounding the parcel. On the north side is a farm fence, as it's noted, a little bit different than a regular fence. On the western side, there's a 6-foot chain link fence. Same on the eastern side, it's a 6-foot chain link fence. There are gates that lock in these areas next to the existing building, the existing 2 buildings, so therefore it provides a safe area in order for the students and the staff. They anticipate that the maximum amount of students will be 225. And this project is zoned, parcel is zoned R1, does allows for schools with a conditional use permit. Even though all around it there are different zoning districts, entryway, public facilities are to the south, to the east and west are CH zoning, highway commercial, and R3, there's an apartment complex that's to the east. Zoning to the further north is R1. The church, just a little background, was a building that was constructed, the original building around in 1975. The church has operated classroom in one of the existing buildings, which is now proposed to be for the expansion of the Walden School. This has been in operation as a school for a year or so without the benefit of a use permit. So now that they are desiring to expand the use permit, bringing them into compliance with the use permit is what we're doing this evening. So with their expansion, that's with why they applied for it. The other existing buildings on the parcel are the parish hall, and a number of those buildings are also used for the church functions. As I stated, they intend to install 6 classroom modular buildings and then another modular restroom building. All of those will be units that will be complying with the state system and will be brought in and put on and required to be put on a foundation, approved foundation system. There are the other buildings that are on the lot
that are to the south and to the east are not part of the Walden School. The existing buildings that are there, which will encompass part of the campus for this school, will be used for the school purposes. And they are not, these classrooms, the new modular classrooms will not be visible from the street as they are going to be behind the existing building. So when they're all in place, they really won't be visible, but they will be from maybe from the Pacific side if you were on that side, but not from the Wood Street side. There, as I say, there are fences all the way around, so no new fences are being proposed as part of this project. Security at this point right now is sufficient with the gates that are installed as well. No reconstruction of the existing parking lot is proposed. However, any surface water that is as a result of any of the new improvements shall be contained and are conditioned so by the engineer's conditions that are in the conditions of approval. There has been some discussion with our engineer and the project applicant's engineer, and they've been able to come to the conditions that are in place right now and are satisfied with those because they do know that they need to collect all of the surface water and it's going to be piped underground. There are adjoining features already in place, sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. However, there are a few site improvements that will be required, and those are under conditions of approval as part of this project. Additionally, in your package, you were provided a circulation plan. That circulation plan shows the route on which school children will be dropped off, picked up and dropped off, entering from the Pacific side, which is an existing driveway. Quite wide enough so it has sufficient room, going east over to the area where they are proposed drop-off. I do believe that there are cones and directions for those parents that are dropping off their children, and then exiting through the exit that is located on Wood Street, which is a right turn only. I do believe that if someone were intending to go east, that they could very well exit onto Pacific Avenue and enter or exit off that way and going east, because off the Wood Street exit side there is only a right turn lane or only a right turn that's allowed. The project does qualify for an exemption under existing facilities under section 15301, and that is noted as a finding in the resolution. And as well, findings of fact for the conditional use permit are incorporated into the conditions of approval as well. Not quite sure there. This was published in the paper, the local paper, 10 days prior. Staff has not received any written communication or comments from anyone as a result.
Is that one on?
That one is.
If we turn it off, it'll raise down.
Could be the metal model too.
It's not my first time at the rodeo.
That one usually is the one that causes it. So as I say, there were no comments that I received as a result of sending out notices to persons within 400 feet, owners of property within 400 feet. Staff would recommend that you adopt a resolution that approves the use permit and the design review for St. Monica's Catholic Church in order to establish Walden School on this parcel, subject to the conditions of approval that are listed in your attachment too. And before we move further, I want to state there are a couple of conditions that I would like to suggest modifications to at the time of putting these conditions together and formulating them into the staff report. There's been a little discussion between our engineer and the applicant's engineer on being able to meet a couple of conditions. So first off, they're numbered after 31. They're numbered wrong. So 33 should actually be 32, but we'll reference at this point right now for discussion purposes 31C. And I propose that we modify this condition by adding actually a D to behind the disabled. So it would read, ramps for disabled persons meeting the most recent standards shall be provided at all existing driveway locations on Pacific Avenue and on Wood Street. And I would suggest to add, or ADA improvements to the satisfaction of the city engineer. And the second modification would be to existing number 33, A, 33A. I propose to add, modify this condition to read, the applicant shall provide an easement to Cal Water, strike the words from the adjacent property APN 005370018, semicolon, strike that portion and continue on with for the proposed water line connection for the new fire hydrant. Mm-hmm. So at this point, at the time of writing this, there was the idea to connect into the adjacent property where there is a fire hydrant, and that is not acceptable, and we've worked this out with the engineer. So the applicant shall provide an easement to Cal Water, because there will be one on site, and they will have to provide that easement to Cal Water as a result. So those are the two modifications that I would propose the commission to consider. And with that, I have completed my staff report. If this commission has any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Any questions for staff? Okay, you need to use your microphone, Charlie.
You just answered the question that I had. I was wondering if they had actually received permission from the adjacent property owner, and if that was going to be a hassle, you know, to get that taken care of. So, thank you.
Yes, and the applicant and also their engineer is in the audience.
So does staff have any questions for the applicant? No. I mean, does the commission have? Sorry. Would either one of you like to come up and say anything before we open the public hearing?
We can respond to the public hearing.
Okay. Okay, so we will go ahead and open up the public hearing. So anyone wishing to speak may come forward and do so. Please. Okay. I think, and there's a gentleman behind you too. So in case, so yeah, just come up to the microphone. We pray you turn that on. And if you could state your name for the record, that would be great.
State your name. My name is Ray Anger. I own the parcels at 505 Pacific and 515 Pacific, which
your name
borders.
Again, sir? I'm sorry. Your
Ray
name?
Anger.
Anger.
And we border two sides of this parcel of mm-hmm. the churches, the south side and the east side, where the. The east side where the cyclone fences out both sides. We have some significant drainage issues that we've been trying to get the church to correct for quite a number of years with zero response from the church. The south side where your planner said there's no fences required, no changes, the south side where the dirt parking lot is at, the church has raised the parking lot 2 feet and has crushed most of that fence with their encroachment of their property onto ours. And we have a number of issues with children. I don't know if they're from the Waldorf school or where they're from, but they come through that back lot. They come through our parcels. They break windows in our cars in the back of our homes. And we have asked numerous times from the church to do something about it, and we have absolutely no response from the church. Only to this last couple of weeks that I've actually proposed legal action against the church to stop the project. Have I gotten any kind of response from anyone from the church? I've been building inspector for the state of California. I've been for quite a number of years. I can read plans pretty good. I've done plan approval for quite a number of years also. I've been proposed with nothing to address these drainage issues. Last year I spent $7,300 correcting damage caused by the drainage issues. This year we're growing mold in one of our buildings. If the mold continues to grow because of the drainage, it'll get a lot more serious, a lot faster. And I have already talked to my legal counsel where I live in Sonora. and we're prepared to go forward to try to get an injunction against this to go forward unless this is addressed through the plans officially, so the contractor and the developer take care of the drainage issues and the fence problems.
Thank you.
My name is Jack Gibbs. I live at 545 Pacific, and I own numbers A and B. I have two concerns. One is if the fence line that she mentioned was appropriate. So far, the children have tried to go through it, but the way it's wired up, they haven't. But if you add more children into there, my insurance company, which is USAA, is going to require me to carry a $3 to $5 million umbrella on the property unless they put up a 6-foot or 8-foot fence across the back of it. I realize I'm not against the school at all or anything else. What I'm concerned about is that I could be at home watching television, walking my dog, those kids could come over there, hurt themselves because of stuff that's thrown over the fence from the apartments. It's a constant cleanup, twice a month, cleaning bottles, broken glass up and everything else, you name it, they throw it over the fence. It's also on the church side too. They do the same thing to it along that easement run. So what all I'm asking for is if they're going to do that, is they should put up a fence to keep those kids out, because I don't feel that if they got hurt, and I would be blamed, trust me, I would be number one on the John Doe's to be sued. And maybe 200 kids that are going to be in there, maybe 195 of them will mind, but there'll be 2, 3, 4, 5 of them that won't. And there's always something going on. And that's my primary concern, that I don't end up having to end up in courts because of injury to children because of the fence. Because those kids go over that fence like a kangaroo jumping a fence. I wish I was that mobile. So, I mean, again, we see it. I've gone along with what the gentleman said here about property damage. I cannot tell you the property damage that's incurred by those people coming out of those apartments. And I would mention this for the church. I guarantee you that those kids are going to come over that fence from those apartments and they're going to vandalize those buildings and put gang slogans on them. You can just about bet on it. That's one of the problems. And if you go look at it, that side where the church is, it's a regular, somebody's been dumping concrete over there in the corner, which is on the church property. Those kids could get into that one corner over there, and if you go look at it, you'll say like this, you'll go, wow. That should be cleaned up for protection for the children. That's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Mr. Gibbs, may I ask you, how tall is the fence and what is the construction of it? You're on the north side, am I correct?
On the north side. I look right at it. It's what you call 4 foot. And it's what you call snow with regular, what you call cattle type, what you call fencing, it's little squares. I think they're like 6x6.
So it's not a 6-foot fence?
No, ma'am. And this isn't protection for all of us.
Oh, sure. No, yes.
That's why I'm here.
I just wanted to clarify, in a residential zone, in an R1 zone, that's actually the only fence code requirement that speaks in the code, and that is fences can't be higher than 6 feet. So I just wanted to make sure how tall.
Mine are 4. The church, not the church, but the apartments run 8 feet back there.
Yeah, we're kind of concerned here with the church side, so I just want to make sure.
I would be happy with 6 foot.
Okay.
Along there, I think that would be solve the problem, you know, for going over there, because I can tell you it's going to happen.
Thank
Somebody's
you.
Somebody's going to get hurt because of curiosity.
Thank you.
Do we have anyone else that wishes to speak for the public hearing? Seeing no one, we'll close the public hearing. Okay, commissioners, it's our turn to discuss.
Possibly the applicant's engineer might be able to address some of the drainage issues, and she has also had conversation with our engineer on these drainage issues.
Would love to hear it.
My name is Robin Campman. I'm with North Star Engineering. I'm the engineer that is working with Walden School and St. Monica's. We've been asked by the city's engineer to install a couple additional drainage inlets that weren't on the original plans on the north side of our fire road that we're putting that loops around the school. These drains will capture all the water between the two fences within just the open area that we're leaving and not going to be developing. We will mitigate that water. It will go out towards Wood Street. I have looked at grades along that fence. There is a low spot. The drains will be designed to accommodate that low spot. Even if we do no additional grading on the property line, it's still going to be low enough to capture the water from that area. So the ponding, the 6-inch standing water, that should not be an issue after the road goes in and the school gets developed. If we can, we would like to fill in that corner that's low to accommodate any additional drainage if the water does back up, big storm. We didn't do any topo on the neighboring parcels as it's not in our scope, and we didn't want to trespass on people's property. So the shots we have are along the fence line, and that's as far as I have information. So I do not know what's happening coming from the north. It appears that the flow is coming from the north, and our site sits up, so it's just being blocked in that area. But at this point in time, we will accommodate any water that's on our parcel and take that and put it in the system. So,
Robin, can you elaborate a little bit more on the undergrounding that is going to take place in that?
We're going to capture all water, accommodate the increase due to the hard surfaces and it not soaking in, but knowing the soil out here, it doesn't soak in anyway. We will be putting a control structure, which will have a small outlet, and we're going to put oversized pipes in. So what it's going to do is it's going to back up and fill up those pipes underground. It won't be seen in the area, and it will slowly be released into the system. Since we can't trench or infiltrate, and there's really no system that we can extend from the public right away. We'll be tying into an existing system that already ties in.
Do you think that this would satisfy Mr. Angier?
Yes. I've been in the building process for quite some time. In the state of California, with counties, I've done a lot of plan checks. I do plan checks constantly. I go out and complain that work for vice and do physical complaints, possible proposal program. I would really like to see a set of plans that addresses that before I would be willing to withdraw my complaint. Because of the lack of response from the church, I hate to say this, but they can't be trusted unless I'm sure that this permit will be issued contingent upon those drainage issues being controlled. If they're not controlled, I mean, I just spent $7,300 last year correcting one of my homes. I'm subsidizing, because of the damage, I'm subsidizing the fence, PG&E though, because the ductwork that was filled from the house when the water drains through collapsed. And now I have to pay part of his PG&E bill until it dries out enough to be able to get the house put up and don't work. That's money out of my pocket every single month. And I beg the church to do something about it. I get this with the hand gesture. I don't appreciate that very much. We've supported that church for the last 70 years. And for us to get treated like this is just unheard of. And for them to dump their dirt and their ground on their dirt permit parking lot on top of our fence and crush our fence and then say there's no fence issues, I'm surprised to hear that. Our gate, the church constantly puts their fence on top of our gate. We can't access our gate. They keep taking it down. They keep putting it back up. That's not good neighbors. I need to see some good neighbor efforts. And I haven't seen any. The only time I see any kind of response is when you have your attorney for making ways. And it costs everybody money. It's simple fixes. These are easy fixes. The church just turns a blind eye to. I think the Waldorf school is a great thing. It's great for the community. It's great for the kids. That these issues have to be addressed. And I'm not hearing for a satisfactory level at this point.
Well, Mr. Anger, do you, you? I don't know if you read. There are conditions of approval that are incorporated in here that have been.
I just got a copy tonight. I was not provided a copy. I didn't know it was in the public review.
Well, did you receive a copy of the a letter that this hearing was going to take place? Is that how you?
I got that on Thursday.
Okay. As a normal, noticing is we notice the individual property owners that there is a meeting.
This whole agenda is online. We have since last Thursday. Staff report is online, so it's not customary that we would send out staff reports and conditions to all of the property owners around there. They would either normally I would either have them contact me and or I could direct them towards the city's website where this full staff report is on there, or I would send it to them. As I said earlier in the meeting, I did not hear any responses, so therefore I went forward with this, knowing that I sent out all of the notices to property owners, and I hear your concerns on this. I feel that our city engineer is competent enough to understand what the problems are in this area. Even though it is a flat piece of property, there still are usually always drainage issues with flat ground, and as Robin has indicated, they have designed for that undergrounding to take place and capture the water on site. So as the conditions would spell out and the improvement plans would show, that is going to take place. What is customary and allowed per use permits is, should the Planning Commission approve this project tonight, there is a 10-day appeal period where anybody can appeal the decision. Therefore, after that 10 days, it is a project that can move forward. You very well can be privy to the improvement plans that will be shipped to the city and subsequently to our city engineer, and we could notify you at that time if you like. So
that's very helpful. Okay. However, because I do not live in the area, I didn't get any notifications talking about this area like every other week. I didn't know there was a review for the public to actually pull the plans and review the plans.
Normally there isn't, but you know, we definitely afford. In this case, what I have here and what we require at this stage is preliminary enough to be able to understand what the project is.
So are they 95s or 85s or what?
I would say, I don't know.
I would say 80. The city engineer has requested some additional items in his initial review, and we are trying to accommodate those items, additional roadway for fire access and the additional drains. And we've been looking and working with Cal Water and meeting Caltrans standards for ADA improvements. So I would say about 80%. And so, we will be continuing forward.
So are these plans going to be open for review by the public?
Is it?
As customary, once this is actually this file is public file right now. Anything in it is your be able to be purviewed by the city or by the public. But as I say, the plans that we have right now aren't full plans. When they are submitted to us, we could ask for electronic copies. I could electronically send those to you, so that you would have a set that way. You wouldn't have to wait for mail and such.
That would be fine. Possibly because I'm not.
Oh, that's good. You understand them then. Okay.
I know my way around very well.
Okay.
That would be helpful if I felt that was satisfied and addressed the issues, and I would be all for the project. But until I feel that it's been addressed and the drainage issue is corrected, I would have to file a protest against this process.
Well, you have the option after this meeting, should they approve it within the 10 days, to appeal it.
Yeah.
That at this point, that's what the law allows. And thereafter, we would tell the applicant they could move forward. We would then accept plans in to the city, which would then go to the city engineer. And as I said, at that time, we could get an electronic copy to forward to you.
Yeah, I'm not trying to say that anyone's incompetent and things haven't been addressed, but without seeing a set of plans.
Oh, I understand.
Closed,
sure.
They can only take some sense.
Sure.
And I was a little concerned with your comment about the fences not needing adjustments. That did bother me. So if you've done a site visit, you would realize that it's not going to work.
Well, I looked at the fence. I was concerned a little about the north one, but I was, other than driving way out there, I didn't walk all the way out there. It was just from a purview for view looking at it.
Your height, you didn't put your elbow on the chain link fence around two sides of that parcel.
Okay. I thought that was 6 foot that was on the
east and south side.
Okay. Well, they are allowed up to a 6 foot fence. I think that what we want to have is not only the safety of the students and the staff, but neighbors.
The earth that's been imposed on our fence pulled back so that fence is no longer active.
Robin?
This, This is the first I've heard about it. I have not looked at the total of that mention.
May I suggest you make a site visit, take you about 3 seconds to determine what we're talking about?
Well, I appreciate that. I think maybe between their engineer and ours, we'll be able to note that.
I'm getting the engineer at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, Sean.
Well, no, that's the problem.
I'm meeting Sean. I'm meeting him tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, so if you walk through this to see what's going on. I mean, it's some, any one of you folks can walk out. The lady who's principal of the school walked out there with me yesterday, and she just goes, oh, I see the problem. She's not affected.
Well, possibly, Sean, do you have anything to add to this? Sean Whitney has been the liaison from the church that we have addressed. I don't know if there's anything new information.
No, I just told Mr. Ranger I'd meet him out there and show him the plans and, you know, where we're putting the drains and, you know, best I can.
I feel that we have looked at this. I'd say at this point, I'm excluding the fences at this point. I feel that we have looked at what is required on site to capture the water. If there are some other circumstances that either weren't shown on the plan and or we captured, you know, in any reviews that we did, this is the reason why we have a public hearing to note, you know, what other things that we've missed.
And that's exactly my concern, is that it appears there are things that have been missed and haven't been addressed, and that's why I requested the chamber to postpone the approval since all these are addressed.
Well, I guess that's up to the commission then.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I have a question on my fence line.
Okay.
Okay. Is that going to be considered or whatever? How's that going to be addressed? Because I have brought it up. I have been honest about it, and I express my concern about that fence.
May I ask, possibly you might want to open up the public hearing again. There's a lot of public comments here.
Okay. We're going to reopen the public hearing. So if you want to step up and...
I want to get your information on record here, I guess.
Yes.
Now, I would like to know if I'm going to have to bear the cost, or am I going to have to go pay quite a bit of money extra every year to have the liability insurance that USA requires. Okay, this is my insurance company, and this all covers all three homes over there.
As a result of the fencing,
because if the children come onto my property, climb over that existing fence and get hurt, I'm going to get sued.
Has this happened?
Not yet, but it's a possibility of it.
Well, everything is a possibility in life.
I'm just saying. What I'm trying to bring out is that it should be addressed. That's the possibility of the fence. If not, I'm going to have to apply for a fence because I'm not going to take a chance on hurting.
Right.
Having some kid get hurt on my property.
So if they put a higher fence up, that would satisfy
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I have no complaints.
Okay.
And the fence right now is how tall? The 4 foot?
4 foot.
Okay.
4 foot, which is under code. And by the way, our property is not R1, it's R4.
There's no R4.
Well, according to my title and everything else that's recorded here in town, that's what it says.
Well, that's it. That's an assessor's code. That's an assessor's code, yeah. That your property, I believe, is to the north, I think it's R1. I believe it's R1.
Well,
it's
R3. Three homes on it.
Pardon me?
That's residential.
It's got three homes on it. That's more than residential one, isn't it?
Well, it could have been there a long time. That could be non-conforming. It could be that they were there a number of...
Well, they've been collecting taxes for me since I've been here.
Yeah, so it could very well be that just a non-conforming situation with more than one unit. That's not uncommon in the city here to have some non-conforming issues with in residential zones. My feeling is that the north of it is just R1. R3 is to the west. That's the apartment complex. And R1 is just right to the very east on the top side.
Okay, well, I will explore that.
Okay.
And I thank you for your input. All I'm concerned about
is the fence. Sure.
And I have no complaints other than that. And that's it. And I have talked to USA. I'm more than happy to give you the phone number. Okay? And they're located in Colorado and Texas.
Okay.
Okay? Thank you.
Thank you. So, I have someone else coming in.
Madam Chairman, I'm John Joyce, and I represent the owner, as well as some of the other people here, too. Our lease agreement with Walden, the church's lease agreement with Walden, does not allow the children to go back and use that area north of the fire road. Now, I'm not going to stand here and say that someday some child might not go back there, but our present lease agreement does not allow Walden to utilize that area back there for playground or anything at this point in time. And so I don't know, you know, I can say for the last 2 years, Walden has done a good job of keeping their children in the play area in the front parking lot out here, and also in the back area here. They had a small playground area in the back of the existing classrooms. And I would not envision that the children will be going back there if there is any kind of supervision. Now, after hours, yes, I suppose children could run back there. I was young once, and I probably went a lot of places I shouldn't have gone. But it's not our intention that that is going to be a part of the playground or anything.
Thank you.
How big of an area is that back there, do you think, John, as far as size-wise? It
looks, the whole area existing is, grass field. Probably about another 2 acres, acre and a half, 2 acres, back of the north of the proposed fire access road. A good 2 acres, I would say.
I'm Bill Carrier, also kind of representing the church. John and I are two of the chairmen of the two committees that kind of oversee this whole arrangement between Walden School. And so I'm a little concerned that it was mentioned that the church is brushing him off, because we've both been there quite some time, and we have committees that will address all these things, and nobody's brought it to our attention. Now, not to the committee. So we're willing, I mean, we're open, it's an open committee. It's not like we have some secret meeting or something. Let the priest know directly, and have them or contact us directly, and we'll bring it up and address the issue, because we want to be great neighbors. That's not our intent at all, to be bad neighbors. And I just want to say that we're open, and we're not trying to brush anybody off from the church's perspective. I mean, we want this to work. We're trying to help the school. We're trying to help. We want the neighborhood to be good, and we want to be good neighbors.
Thank you. Any other comments? Okay, I'm going to again close the public hearing. Commissioners?
Well, it seems like there's been some communication issues between the people in the neighborhood and the church for whatever reason. And it always saddens me when that happens, and this is where it comes to a head. It seems like that these are possibly, when you're looking at this project, this is a very large project with a lot of funds and a lot of time and a lot of energy invested in it. And it seems that if it goes forward and these things are not addressed, then it's just going to be another stumbling block down the road. So we have had things come before this commission before where there's been a neighborhood issue and a business issue, and they have made a real effort to resolve those issues so it doesn't end up us making that decision. I would really encourage these things to be resolved. They don't seem like they're, with the scope of this project, they don't seem like they're huge issues that could not be addressed, especially the fence issues, and it sounds like the drainage issues have been considered already. That's my thoughts on this at this point.
Peggy?
Well, I would agree with Candy on this one, because like you said, we've had other projects that have come up, and that if we could get the neighbors to talk to each other and resolve it instead of having the Planning Commission resolve it, it comes to a better solution and everybody's a lot happier.
Shirley?
I just want to say that I was out there today, and I drove up to the back, and I looked at the property out there, and when I saw the fencing, I was kind of concerned about that also, because it looked pretty flimsy to me, and my thoughts were,
how is this fencing going to contain these children when you have 200 of them on
which,
this?
Which side are you looking? Were you looking at?
It just looked a little
east. East or north?
Yeah, the north side. Like he said, it had just wire, you know, where you could put your hands through, your feet through, or whatever. It did look pretty flimsy to me, and I was kind of wondering about that fencing. So I'd kind of like to see that issue taken care of, you know, and a better cyclone fence put up there, 6 feet tall.
We could, I mean, the commission could consider adding a condition to the list of conditions that would address taking care of the fencing. Such as provide a 6-foot solid fence or some kind of secure fencing that along the north side, in order to provide the safety of the children and all for the neighbor.
Excuse me, it's not just the north side.
Right, that's...
She was speaking about the north side just for this purpose, but I understand it's yours, it's the eastern side as well.
And
so
the south side, and the south side.
Oh, it's the south of your property.
Access the south
it's
side.
The back road is going to go right through that area.
Right.
Which is going to be the corner of our property, right behind the hall. That's what I'm trying to say earlier. There's been issues that seem like they've been overlooked, and I think a postponement needs to be done until these issues are really looked at. Maybe it's a week postponement until we get this resolved.
I
understand that. Yep. You said a site visit, and you missed these yourself.
I missed the front one, the top one. I didn't go all the way back there. You're correct.
And missed the fences as well.
And I'm wondering if maybe we could get an amendment made to the statute in Willows that we get a 7 or 8 foot fence being on the north side and the east side.
Well, I believe that would take quite a while to get done. That's not something that can be done.
We would not have the authority to do that. That exactly. Would have to go to the city council.
Code allows for 6 foot at this point. The code allows for a maximum of 6 foot. Anything over 6 foot needs to be engineered. So that's just.
Have an engineer on the project, right?
No, you have
to
actually engineer each
footing
for each post for a fence over 6 foot.
It's yes to do that. So I think that the commission has, you know, to make their minds up as to how to. Look at this project, whether they want to approve it and add conditions, additional conditions, and or continue the meeting. It's at the commission's purview.
Doug?
Respectfully request that in order to get a proper transcript of the meeting from a reporter's standpoint, that the policy of the city has always been the audience audio as opposed to speaking into the microphone and identifying themselves as not truly on the record.
You are correct. I'm sorry. We will make sure that everyone gets to the microphone.
I'm not necessarily desirous of that occurring in this meeting because I have the essence of it, but I find it kind of a shortfall to the reading public not to know who he's speaking.
You
I
are.
Sean
Whitney. That would
Sean
be Sean Whitney.
Whitney. S-E-A-N.
Yes, sir.
Whitney like the cotton gin.
Correct.
Yes. I appreciate that. And the other gentleman, Dick, who's sitting here.
Jack Gibbs,
G-I-B-B-S. Jack. And the lady, as long as I'm on the roll here.
Wait for that.
Next to you.
Robin
Campman.
K-A-M-P.
I'm sorry. Is that R-O-B-I-N?
Yes, it is.
K-A-M-P or B?
K-A-M-P-Z-M-P-A-L.
Yeah.
M-A-N-N.
And you said you were with the engineering?
North Star Engineering.
Okay. That's four people. I remember four people speaking. We got those two gentlemen. Mr. Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E, James, right?
John
Joyce and William Carrier, Bill Carrier, right? So
You're good now, Doug?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Commission? Wait, I gotta put my two cents in. The project is great, and I think it's a good thing for Walden. But I do feel for the neighbors and their concerns, and I concur with Candy that, you know, I'm not comfortable approving it without knowing that those issues have at least tried to be resolved. Because you guys are gonna all have to live together. I'm not quite sure where we go from here. Because somebody's gonna walk out of here not happy tonight.
Well, it's the majority of the decision of the commission as to continuing it and or approving it and or denying it. Yeah, those are your three options.
Okay. Mr. Joyce?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. We'd really like to get some closure on this evening because time is real critical for us here. We have a lot of work to get done before school starts next fall. I would offer that we could build a chain link fence along the north side of our fire access road. We don't want the children in that back area anyway. And if we put a chain link fence along there, that will corral the children. We have a chain link fence along the west side, and the fire department is requiring that we put a gate in at the corner where I think you have the plan there that shows the fire access road terminating at that point. And we're required to rebuild the gate there with a key that the fire department can come in so they'll have access into that back area. The fire department doesn't need to get into that back 2 acres or whatever it is back there. And I would offer that we build a fence, chain link fence, along the north side of the fire access road. I think that would take care of your concerns.
Yes, absolutely.
They don't want the children back there. We don't want the children back there. And I think that would probably be our best alternative.
And thank you. I appreciate that. But then we still have the issue with the drainage. So what do we do?
Well, we'll talk with Mr.
Anger.
Anger. We'll talk with him tomorrow morning. And we have the plans. We'll go over that with him. And I've seen the plans. I think it's going to work. I'm an engineer, too. And I've done this for a good many years. And I think that will take care of his drainage problem. As our engineer said, we might want to get onto his property with his permission and do a little filling in there so that he doesn't have a sort of drain off of his property there. I think we have that issue resolved also.
Okay, here's what I see is I realize time is money. And like I said, I appreciate the effort that's been put into this. But if these issues are not addressed to these neighbors' satisfaction, they're going to come back on this within that 10-day period, and then it's going to be kicked to the city council, which is going to be more time because it has to get on that agenda. So I don't know if it's more beneficial to have you talk amongst yourselves and then bring it back to the Planning Commission or have us go forward on the hope that everything does get resolved, because if it gets, it just seems like there's a possibility that it could be, if it's appealed, then that's going to be a longer process for you. So,
well, I think we have two issues before.
We definitely have two and maybe three issues that I hear. I hear the fence, which seems like you might have an answer for that. We have the other fence that has not been maintained, and we have a drainage issue. That's what I'm getting at.
The other fence that he says hasn't been maintained by him. We'll take care of that tomorrow. I promise you we'll take care of that tomorrow.
Mr. Ranger.
I think this is all well good intentions. I think these people mean well, but you've already mentioned.
Can I ask something in the comment? Is that you feel that the issue would not be able to be addressed by approving this project tonight?
Because of the history with the church.
Okay.
With us, and if you get the building inspector working outside of my office in five different counties doing complaints, I see this every single day. Things get approved with promises or we'll take care of it, and it doesn't happen. And then long heads, court action takes place, nobody wins, nothing gets done. If we postpone this for a 10-day or 2-week period, they are all resolved on paper, so it's part of the permitting process. There's no one to worry about that.
May I ask what you would feel would resolve your issues?
I'd like to see the site visit with Sean tomorrow.
Okay.
See the drainage, see the drainage that we're concerned with. This gentleman also has a little bit of drainage issues, the fence issues, and pulling back the property that's on top of our fence. Okay. If that's addressed formally in the conditions, the conditional use, then I'm okay with that. But until that's entered into the minutes, I'm sorry, I can't go for it. I see it every single day of my work.
The commission can add conditions.
I understand that, and that's what I'm asking the commission to do tonight. I don't think they can do that tonight without a site visit to actually document all those conditions.
Can we condition, could we add a condition that that these three things that I think are the three things that would be resolved? I mean, can we condition that in? That's basically on a good faith that they will be taken care of. If they don't take care of it, will not meet that condition.
Commissioner Woods, felt that what we could do here, and that's why I wanted to be certain what would satisfy you, sir, would be to add conditions to the effect of that a chain link fence, a 6-foot chain link fence will be installed along the northern property. So that would be one condition.
Not along the northern property, north side of the access road.
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the very further northern one at this point right now. On your site map or on your site plan, it's
So are we talking two fences in? One on the north side property line and one north of the... It's three. It's the one beyond.
Right now we're talking about the north one.
So we have a condition that would say a 6-foot chain link fence would be installed here. They would modify or repair any fence that...
It needs to come up also.
6-foot high.
Yes, because we constantly have those costs.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Condition for... this fence, a condition for this fence to be raised to a 6-foot level to provide security, and then for,
we already have a gate that's required at this point here.
Right, there is a gate that is going to be required at this point. That's the terminus, I believe, where your concern is with the drainage, am I correct?
Yes.
And what I offered was
a fence. They said they've done a site visit, but they're just asking questions.
We're trying to get this resolved.
This fence here is a very disturbing
fence. Here's your fence right here.
Yeah, it's
an
upper
one. Oh, right.
Yeah.
This fence here is buried. Half buried dirt.
I'll take care of that as well. Let's make it a condition.
That's what I'm trying to explain.
Well, when I say north, this is north as well. So when I'm saying north, this is north. We want 6-foot all the way around. I think we want to settle it. Yeah. We want a 6-foot fence all the way around.
Well, that's on the place that I just saw.
Officer,
and that's for
Dalton.
Just
a minute.
this 2 acres is not even accessible to children. So a 6-foot fence, we could do a condition so that a fence would be along this access road. Bring the fence that is along the...
It's already fenced, it's already chain link fence.
And is it 6 foot?
The children can't, it's a chain link fence here.
So there is no access beyond...
But what size is that fence right now?
It's either a 6 or an 8 foot fence along the back of the church hall.
Yeah, along the hall.
Okay.
Along Mr. Angers' property, I think it's a 4.5 to 5 foot fence.
Okay.
The children will not be back. They won't be able to get back to that fence if we fence along the north side of the access.
They do now.
Well, if we put a fence along the north access road there, if children come from the apartments.
They're not coming from the apartments, they're coming from the church parking lot. That's their access.
So I guess if the proposal right now is to install a 6-foot fence along the northern side of the access road, the fire access road, they are already going to install a gate at the terminus of the access road and the property corner. And then any fence, it could be a condition that any fence that children have access would be at least six foot high. I'm not sure if in this area what else can be conditioned. The drainage issue, I believe, is going to be taken care of without the engineering that is going to be in place and incorporated on any plans. I think there's problems that she just became aware of, so that could be incorporated into any plans. Our engineer can be made aware of that.
And if the Planning Commission wants to add another condition that we clean up along the south side, south fence of Mr. Ranger. Yes, there is some debris that's against the fence there. We can take care of that. We should have taken care of it a long time ago. We'll do that. We can make it a condition of the approval if you would like to.
Yes. Sure.
We do the site visit tomorrow, all the parties involved. Everyone has a plan and look at it. We can get something resolved tomorrow. We can put on paper. We can go forward.
I understand what you're saying, but we will not convene again until the 4th of June. So.
But these oversights are very concerning. And they say they've done their homework, and it appears that the homework is still out.
Okay, and I appreciate your comments, but now we're going to have we'll discuss and make a decision. Yes.
I mean, pushing anybody in the corner, but if we don't approve it today, we're going to kill the project probably. 99% sure. Well, then we don't do it either.
Oh, but you will.
Why?
Because we'll take legal action against the church. Well, the church refuses to do anything.
That's your right.
That's correct.
We're trying to fix the problem.
Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Commission?
I just wanted to talk some more about this fence and building it on the north side.
Oh, the fire access road?
Yeah, the fire access road. Would it be feasible to build that fence all around the curve of the road? And clear around so there's no access at all to that road by the children. So that would keep them off of that fire access road. It would keep them out of the back area. It would keep them off of there, period.
I believe, Commissioner Benningfield, I believe the proposal by Mr. Joyce would be to build a 6-foot fence around the northern side of that over to the western side where there is an existing chain link fence on the apartment complex.
Yeah, because there's already a fence on this side. Yeah.
Because this is the fire access road continues down along the western side, which there is a fence.
So the fence would go behind it, not in front of it? Is that what you're
yes,
saying?
Yes, on the north side of it. So we come up here.
Oh, the fence would be over here. Okay.
And to that existing
okay.
fence.
Okay. I thought it was on the other side of it. I apologize. Okay. I see where it's going now. Okay.
Do you have something else, Candace?
I think if we can put the conditions in, because if the conditions aren't met, then the project is a no-go anyway. I mean, that's
correct.
What conditions do. So.
Okay, so what's the pleasure of the commission?
Okay, Karen. What would the condition be with the six?
What I would propose is that a condition would be added to install a 6-foot chain link fence along the north side of the fire access road. And secondly, a condition to clean up along the south side of, and I'm referencing assessor's parcel number 005370015, which I believe is also Mr. Anger's property, as where the debris, clean up the debris along that south side. So that, those would be my two suggestions for.
And I thought we were going to have a 6-foot fence wherever the kids would, did we not say that? A 6-foot fence wherever the children would have access to it.
There. And, along on the site plan, if you, which isn't shown on your plan, there is going to be a fire gate at the
right.
eastern end of the fire access road.
But I would just like that verbiage in there that there would be a that the any fencing that the children would be able to come in contact with or whatever would be a 6-foot fence. So then, if something comes up later, then we can say you're required to have a 6-foot fence there, and we won't have to go through this again.
So any fencing that repair or install any fencing along the playground or along the school campus that is in need of repair? Well, the very northern fence, I don't believe Mr. Gibbs is the one we're talking about. We're talking about installing a fence.
I'm not sure that you've never mentioned my name.
Well, my understanding of Mr. Joyce's proposal is that he wouldn't be talking about your fence that is on your property boundary, but the fence that is a new fence that would be installed along the fire access road, so that there is a separation of that empty property between your property and the school. So the children...
Two-acre separation.
Correct.
From
his fence.
Correct. Yes. So that's...
So it wouldn't be like, don't go over there, kids. It would be a 6-foot barrier and then 2 acres or whatever the land is between that and your place.
And where the modules are. That's even better.
Okay. Yeah, so that doesn't allow
so the school campus
access.
Will be basically enclosed with a 6-foot fence. Say that, Karen.
Pardon? Yeah.
The school campus.
The school campus will be enclosed with a 6-foot fence.
There's still access on the parking lot side of our property.
Right now, Mr. Andrew, we're addressing this issue, okay? Let us get through this piece right now. Okay. Thank you.
So maybe as the two I have so far, I'll work on a third one here. The two would be install a 6-foot chain link fence along the north side of the fire access road. Mm-hmm. That's one. Secondly, clean up any debris along the south side of assessor's parcel number 005370015, which is Mr. Anger's property. And then additionally, provide 6-foot fence around the school, or maybe the school campus to be enclosed on any areas. Think about this. I know we want the school campus to be enclosed, and we want their protection as well as not allowing any access over to a neighbor's property. I believe that's what we're all trying to gain right here. Mm-hmm. So maybe the school campus to be enclosed by a 6-foot secure fencing in areas where needed. If there seems to be an area where there is no fencing.
But is that part of the campus?
If I make it, I think we're right now we're talking about the eastern side of the property, so I could be more definitive and say any area along the eastern side needs to be enclosed by a 6-foot fence, 6-foot high fence. That is, there's some area that's not enclosed now. So the last one, I'm just not quite sure.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah, I want to say the school and campus, to be enclosed by on the eastern side by a 6-foot secure fence.
Correct. Right. Because that'll be where the gate is, correct?
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Okay, so,
and
yeah.
And then there's fencing on the parish hall side that we would tie into also, so that will continue.
But the west and south side.
Correct. The south side is not adjacent to the school. It's adjacent to the parking
right.
lot and a vacant lot that the church owns.
But that's in the route to the school. That's part of your access route that you just described coming out of the city avenue.
It that is where they come in. There's a south access.
That's what you described as your dropout area.
Yes, off of Pacific.
So that south side then does affect the access to the school.
Okay, correct me if I'm wrong, but when you come in on Pacific, there's the black top, and then it's just like a dirt area. So we're talking about something that sits pretty far back, correct? So those cars are coming in and bypassing that to go and drop their children off.
Correct. It's the route to get to the drop-off area.
And that's where some of the kids are coming across the fence. I'm not saying it's the school kids. I'm just saying they're coming to access to church's parking lot across that fence. And that's what we're trying to progress. Also, that's what the school was referring to, I think, on the three fences that are possibly needed. That's the same thing.
By the dirt, that's
still there. That's
the debris that I spoke about, yes.
At the same time, if the 6-foot fence was, that 4-foot fence was replaced with the 6-foot fence while the plane was being remediated, that would turn our problem off.
So that's not, that area that we're talking about right now is not part of the Walden campus, correct?
No, it's not.
But it's part of the access to Walden.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I'm just trying to clarify. So if you'd let us do our discussion, that would be great. Thank you. So you're saying that there's kids jumping that fence, going through that fence?
Through
but they're not the church kids, or the Walden kids?
You know, they don't have name tags on them, so I couldn't say to them.
Okay, so I'm not seeing where that's an issue pertaining to this because that's not part of the campus. I mean, you're going to have kids going through places they're not supposed to go through, and I mean, you can put a 6-foot fence up, but if they want to get through it, they're going to get through it. I'm not seeing that being a bearing on what we're discussing tonight.
Right. I think that if they were to clean it up, and I'm talking about the other. The cleaning it up and the 6-foot fence enclosing the campus is what I'm thinking.
So are those two conditions that I referenced sufficient, do you feel, in order to address the concerns?
Or would you want to add additional language to it?
I'm fine with how you have it now.
I think that'll satisfy it.
I'm fine with it. Well, it's, okay. As I say, you have three decisions, three choices, to approve it, to deny it with findings, or to continue it. So those are your options.
Have you addressed the additional drainage issues?
Those are my understanding. I really feel they'll be addressed with the conditions to underground. Those conditions are already in place that will address by the engineer, that that are in place by the engineer to address the underground, because they are already going to do the undergrounding. All water, all surface water has to be contained. And our engineer will see to that. That's his job. When the improvement plans come in, he the new drainage issue that was brought up this evening, Robin can discuss that with him and note that on any plans that they would submit to the city for the review.
So we have a motion? Oh, yes, Doug.
I'm sorry, the last comment on this ranger, I didn't get it all. I wonder if I could request he re-articulated at the microphones previously. Agreed. I didn't hear what you said.
Certainly.
Or if you feel like summarizing, I just didn't hear it.
No, Mr. Ranger, would you like to repeat what you said for Mr. Roth? Can you come up to the microphone, please?
Sure. I ask if the additional drainage issues that were addressed this evening will be part of the conditions that are being added until proposed approval.
Karen, does item number 34 address the drainage issues to Mr. Ainger's satisfaction, would you say? It goes into quite a bit of detail about off-site flows and...
Yes, and Robin, you may want to comment on this too. These conditions that he has that are included in here for drainage do take into account undergrounding and containing all of the water that's on site. Any issues and problems that are there currently will be resolved with this undergrounding. They are there now, and if, I think as is stated, if the project doesn't go through, they will be still be there. I feel that the way that now that an engineer is involved in looking at this, they have to incorporate all of this water that's going to take place on these impervious surfaces, and that is being done through the underground drainage system that will be designed for this project and by Robin or North Star Engineering and reviewed by our city engineer.
Yeah, because it looks like to me that item number E answers his questions. I don't know if we could just take a minute and read that, if it would be helpful for him to hear that. I don't know if he has that.
Do you have a copy of the?
Just received this evening.
Okay. Number, she's talking about existing number
34E,
where it says the applicant shall provide sufficient information with the improvement plan showing how the existing grass play field to the north of the proposed improvements will drain once the improvements with this proposed expansion are constructed. If additional drainage outlet inlets are needed, they shall be shown on the improvement plans. So I feel that the additional information that was surfaced this evening can be incorporated into plans that Robin and will prepare and our engineer will review.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve Planning Commission Resolution Next in line, a resolution of the Planning Commission of the City of Willows granting use permit and design review approval, file number UP-14-01 and DR-14-02 to St. Monica's Catholic Church, allowing placement of 7 new modular units for Walden Academy School and associated site improvements for the school for property located at 1149 West Wood Street, Assessor's Parcel Number 005-370-010. And that we approve the use permit design review conditions of approval with the modifications noted tonight and with the additional conditions placed.
All in favor?
Anybody second? I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, now you're on.
For the record, there is a 10-day appeal period following the Planning Commission decision on the use permit pursuant to 18.135.060. The applicant will be sent a copy or an approval letter with the changes and the additions of the conditions. And I believe that the church, you know, is willing to do whatever it's needed in order to be a good neighbor, to provide the school that is needed in this area, the expansion, and, you know, to take care of any issues that are outstanding at this point. So I feel that engineering will be able to take care of those. And I think that there's a willingness on all parts to be able to make this work. So I see this coming to fruition.
You guys don't have to stay for the rest of the meeting if you don't want to. But you're more than welcome to.
I would like to say, I hope your site meeting tomorrow gets a lot of, I mean.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, we're up to commission commentary. What you got for us, Karen?
Well, I wanted to talk about the next meeting. We'll be I'm looking at June 4th. Okay. As for, I have two projects at this point that probably will be coming for you. One of them is a need to move forward with this. So the meeting is on the 4th is what I'm proposing to hold. So. Mr. Carlisle, Commissioner Carlisle, sent in his resignation today. So,
excuse me, just a moment. Excuse me,
gentlemen. Can you have your conversation outside chambers, please?
We are still having a meeting.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Commissioner Carlisle is no longer on the commission board. So, he has filed his resignation today. So, I believe that the City Council will entertain some new applications for. Planning Commissioner, so that will be, I believe, at the next City Council meeting announced. And so I need to make sure I've got a full panel for the 4th. I have a use permit for a residential storage container that will come before you. And
residential storage container?
Yes,
ma'am.
We do allow storage containers in residential zones. You did pass an ordinance. Passed one through the City Council a few years ago, so we're now getting tested. We're going to be tested on that ordinance. So, actually, there's going to be another one following up not long after that. So that'll be for a permanent one. So, and then also there will be a use or a design review modification to the a senior apartments, some exterior modifications that are being proposed, and. Staff and feels that this should be brought back before the Planning Commission for their review. So that'll be on the 4th of June as well. So I just want to make sure I've got a full panel to be able to hear these. They've requested it to be on the first meeting, so instead of the second meeting in June.
I'm good.
Okay. So I'll move forward with that. And let's see what else. I'll try to get some minutes to you for the next meeting to be on for approval. We're trying to keep those up. We might have another individual be the minute taker, so I'm looking into that right now. And I do intend to get those multifamily guidelines to you with pictures, so
okay.
I'm working on that.
Where are we at with O'Reilly's?
The O'Reilly's project right now is we are waiting to vacate the easements. The plans are ready for approval, all except for, I don't know if engineering has signed off, because there is a condition that they can't sign off on the improvement plans until the vacation of easements has taken place. I know that all the docks are in the works right now, so that has to, there are, I think, four easements. Two are public, two are private. So the public easements have to be vacated, and they have to go through the city council doors in order to get that finalized. That takes probably about a process of about 3 to 4 weeks, because it has to be notified. The utility companies have to be notified and be given, I believe it was a 14-day time frame in order to comment. So that's the stage of where O'Reilly's is at. It's
Dollar Tree open, though.
Slow moving a little bit, but it's still moving forward. Yes.
So we got the Dollar Tree open, though.
That's Dollar Tree is open. Yep. I understand that the grand
Ace
opening
Hardware
is this Saturday.
Open.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So,
and
I hear
and Ace.
And Ace Hardware has also just opened up as well. So, and I hear that sales and both of those are very good for the first week of opening. So,
okay.
That was a good indication of that. I just got in a. I think I got another use permit coming up too. I'm waiting for. So there's two or three little things that are swirling around out there that are still going to come before you here. So we've got something to do here every month.
Cool. Commissioners,
have anything?
Nothing.
Nothing.
I don't have anything. So, meeting adjourned.
Okay. All right.